Scripture is clear. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the people, after hearing the preaching of the Apostle Peter, it says that they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so you'll note that Peter puts the receiving of the Holy Spirit as normatively in the waters of baptism. And when you separate those two things, then you create a second baptism. But Paul's very clear in the book of Ephesians that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. And so when you separate the work of the Holy Spirit and the receiving of the Holy Spirit from the waters of baptism, then you open yourself up to the false teaching of the Pentecostal and charismatic movement that you can be a Christian but not have the Holy Spirit, that you can be a Christian and not have the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you have to seek after this other thing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then you're off to the races. You do not think that you have the Holy Spirit, and you open yourselves up to these false teachers regarding the work of the Holy Spirit.